Yeah, so I wanted to make a brief announcement. I don't know how brief this is going to be. Maybe I'll extend it to something else. But the main point of this is that, of course, I have there's a lot of customers that we deal with around the world. And many countries for which I don't really know a lot about. Maybe I know some things superficially, but really I don't know much about the countries. I don't know much about the laws, the culture, the way of life, the accepted norms, and so forth. But I do know this. In the Western world, America pretty much, I think it's pretty obvious to most people, we still have the most liberties and freedoms in terms of our right to speech. Now, of course, it's been taken away. A lot has been taken away over the past several years, maybe a couple of decades or so. But we still have an advantage over our, let's say, European peers. Okay, and I only know this after having had some discussions with some individuals from Europe, from England. And the issue is, the problem is that when you are living under an umbrella, or let's just call it what it is, a dictatorship of, and I'm not referring to England per se. I'm talking about most of these countries, if not all of them. They're pretty much dictatorships disguised as democracies. I'm not going to get into that right now. But when you're living under that system that is constantly but gradually and nonchalantly imposing new morals and new modes of thinking, most of which fall under the category of political correctness. When you live in a country like that, you develop a certain mindset over time, and you don't realize it until you interact with perhaps people from other countries. So let me give you an example. In America, you can still say things about, let's say, homosexuals or, I don't know. Of course, you know, more and more you can tell the Jewish mafia wants to eliminate freedom of speech, right? And so anyway, you can criticize homosexuals or lesbians or many other types of groups, and but in some of these other countries, you know, you can get into some trouble. Now, of course, in America, I'm not saying you can't get in trouble, because you can. If you are in a workplace, right, the corporation, right, because the corporations, it's one of the same with the government. They're basically the same entity. But so anyway, the reason for this whole audio, what I wanted to say is that now when you listen to me and, you know, and in all honesty, in fairness, there are people in America who might get offended, who probably do get offended by some of the things that I'm saying. But this is more so directed to the people in the other nations, other parts of the world, the Western world, Southeast Asia, Latin America. Understand that your norm, what's acceptable to you, has been pretty much carved out for you by your country over time. It's embedded in the school system. It's embedded into the workplace. It's embedded into the media entertainment complex, right? It's embedded into the legal system. So try and remember that, okay? Try and remember that. Try and remember that people are going to have differences in their beliefs and what they choose to say based upon many things, okay? So I just wanted to point that out. And, you know, some of you may want to take a look in the mirror and ask yourself the question, hey, why can't I criticize these types of people, right? Whatever people we're talking about. Or why can't I criticize these things? Why can't I say this, right? The older you are, the better perspective you have on these issues, because you can look back if you have a decent memory and you can see how things were 20, 30, 40 years ago, or for those who are even more fortunate to still be alive, 50, 60, 70 years ago, right? It's the younger people who don't really understand what's going on. They don't have that perspective. But as they get older, they'll look back and then they'll see the change, and then they'll probably ask themselves, what in the hell happened? How could we have allowed things to get to the point where they are today? We see people today in that same situation, asking themselves, how in the hell did things go so bad, right? What happened? And so that's kind of a recurring process, you know, that's just going to continue. And so I just wanted to point that out to don't be offended and don't be afraid, okay? I don't have a problem criticizing, calling out, whatever you want to call it, any type of person, any type of race, right? Any type of religion, nationality, so forth, because I'm an equal opportunity realist. Okay, or some could call me equal opportunity critic or basher. So I don't have a problem doing that. I don't think anybody should. And I also think you should always generalize. Always generalize. Today's world, we're told not to generalize. No, don't generalize. You shouldn't generalize. Well, folks, I don't know how many of you out there have a science background, but I do. The process of generalization is part of the scientific method. Without generalization, there would not be any science at all. So I think the important thing is to understand how to generalize and the utility of generalization. Generalizing doesn't mean that every single person or every single instant or situation is going to fit into your general hypothesis or general conclusion, right? It's just a starting point. So all of these things, you know, it's all about thinking the right way. And I think that most people in the world have lost their way on how to think. And I was reminded about that. Matter of fact, I was reminded about the true nature, the true severity of the establishment today, when I was chosen to, or forced to show up for jury duty. Perhaps I'll get into that in some other time, but it was pretty shocking what I experienced from our court system. First time ever in jury duty, and fortunately, I was not selected. I knew I would not be selected after my second interaction, because I could see what was going on. Complete manipulation, complete establishment thinking. And if I do discuss that, I'm going to also teach you how to not be selected. Because once you understand what that whole process is, maybe some of you already know, because I'm sure many of you have served jury duty many times. I haven't. This is my first time ever. I've escaped all these years because I don't register to vote, because registering is a waste of time. But now apparently some places are also looking at your driver's license records to get to voting. Anyway, so I'll get into that another time. Okay?